You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 98, There Be Gods Many? Today's challenge. We may only be supposed to worship one God, but the Catholic belief that only one God exists is false. Paul writes, though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be many gods and lords many, but to us there is but one God, the Father, and one Lord, Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 8, 5-6, King James Version. Today's defense. This passage refers to pagan deities. Mormonism holds a position known as henotheism, from the Greek hen, meaning one, and theos, meaning God, according to which only one God is to be worshipped by a people as its patron deity, though many gods exist. They see this position reflected in 1 Corinthians, where they typically quote from the King James Version. According to Mormonism, the only God people on earth have dealings with, though, is God the Father. This does not fit what Paul is saying. He is writing in the context of the Greco-Roman world, where people worshipped many gods and goddesses, like Zeus, Apollo, Osiris, and Isis, though Christians and Jews denied their existence. This is confirmed by multiple points. First, Paul refers to those called gods, indicating he doesn't view them as real gods. More modern translations commonly render this so-called gods. Second, he identifies some of these alleged deities as being on earth, in Greek, epigeis. This is a reference to idols. Third, he doesn't say, but we only worship one God. Instead, he says, to us there is but one God. That is, Christians only believe one God exists. Fourth, the broader context confirms this. The preceding verse states, as concerning therefore the eating of those things that are offered in sacrifice unto idols, we know that an idol is nothing in the world, and that there is none other God but one. 1 Corinthians 8:4, King James Version, compare verses 7 to 10. This shows that Paul is referring to pagan deities when he speaks of there being gods many and lords many, the false gods worshipped by pagans, the truth being that there is none other God but one. Tip: Scripture elsewhere is clear that only one God exists.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com. Or head over to Catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.